From The Economist, January 5th, 2013. But a happy ending is by no means assured. Ireland's very reliance on foreign firms creates both economic and fiscal vulnerabilities. If global growth falters this year, for example, Ireland will be hit hard because its exports are bigger than the economy. Any economic setback will make it more difficult to get the deficit down, as planned in yet another austerity budget, the sixth, late last year. But if things go to plan, public debt, which amounted to only 25% of Ireland's GDP in 2007, will exceed 120% in 2013. And once the large slice of GDP which goes to low-taxed foreign multinationals is taken into account, it will reach almost 140%. If things do go wrong, a debt burden of this magnitude could prove unsustainable. That is why Ireland could do with a helping hand from the rest of Europe. About a third of its public debt has been incurred bailing out its banks, an imposition which Irish taxpayers resent bitterly. The Irish government is largely to blame for that because it issued blanket guarantees to bank creditors at the height of the financial crisis in 2008. But European leaders, scared about the repercussions of a default in the bond markets, later forced the Irish government to protect the bank's senior bond holders.